dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Dan Davis. Phillies and Yankees open the 2009 World Series tonight in the Bronx with Cliff Lee and CC Sabathia, the starting pitchers. They were opposing pitchers in the first game at the new Yankee Stadium back in April. Lee, the winner for Cleveland, on facing his old teammate on this big stage.
That's a big accomplishment for him and for me to get traded to the Phillies and the defending world champions and jump on board with them and end up back in the World Series for a second consecutive year is special.
Cliff Lee, Phillies and Yankees get it on with every World Series pitch coming your way on ESPN Radio beginning at 7 Eastern. It'll rain at times in New York today, but should taper off to an occasional shower by game time. NBA, after opening with four games last night, they deliver a 10-game slate tonight, includes an ESPN HD doubleheader. New Orleans at San Antonio, 8 o'clock Eastern, followed by Utah at Denver. Rajon Rondo helped the Celtics to their upset win at Cleveland last night. And ESPN, the magazine's Rick Bucher reports the Celts and Rondo's agent are renewing their efforts to reach agreement on a contract extension for the flashy point guard prior to Saturday's deadline. Celtics get their home opener tonight facing the Charlotte Bobcats in the Hub.
For a limited time, hurry to Subway to enjoy the new low-fat buffalo chicken. Spicy chicken, cool ranch with 7 grams of fat. Try the newest option in a Subway Fresh Fit meal today.
You know, for quite a while now, I've been sharing with you how LegalZoom.com can help you create legal documents in minutes online at a fraction of the cost. Well, now I want to share with you an email LegalZoom customer Mary Ann of Stamford, Connecticut. She wrote, "I'm married to an attorney. He certainly could have prepared our wills. However, being married to an attorney is like being married to a contractor. Everybody else's house gets built when the contractor's wife waits." Well, after 25 years of waiting, Mary Ann went to LegalZoom.com, answered straightforward questions, a few. Boom! Peace of mind. Finished. Her last will was in her hands the next day. Really, LegalZoom accomplished in 2 days what her hubby hadn't done in 2 decades. Come on, dude, step it up. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction. For even more savings, enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout to get a special discount. LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Tony Davis and our producer-engineer Derek Stenson on today's program. Coming up, we're going to talk with, Bob Jensen, because it's high school football playoff time. Huskerland Prep Report is going to join us. UNK Athletic Director John McBride is going to join us in just a little bit as well. And also, I can't believe it, but basketball season starts this weekend. Hastings College women are up first. They're ranked fourth in the country. Jeff Dittman, the head coach, will be joining us on the program. Plus, this morning, the preseason RMAC polls came out. Tell us where UNK is going to be. And here's, as we said, there are cycles, and it all comes around at some time, Tony. The men's preseason favorite, New Mexico Highlands. All five back from last year. They went from one win to 20 wins last year with the biggest turnaround in the country. And they are the selection just over Metro State. A team in the West has been picked to win the RMAC men's preseason basketball poll. Max Frelich of the Lopers preseason all-conference East Division. They break it into East and West, and that's where he is. DeAndre Lansdowne, he looks like a winner. From Fort Lewis. He's preseason all-conference. And for the women, the unanimous, because you can't vote for yourself, Fort Lewis. Fort Lewis in the West has been picked to win it in the West, and the East picked Colorado Mines. UNK has been picked to finish basically tie for second with Colorado Christian in the East Division on the women's side. No Lopers have been named preseason All-Conference. They've lost a couple. They've got a couple injured, a couple players that are coming back, actually, Tony, that were injured last year, and so the stats aren't there to get them preseason.
We can go back in that men's poll a long time, I think, to probably the start of the RMAC when if you had Hayes, Metro, and Kearney. Other than those three teams, maybe the first time one of those three is not named to win that league. I mean, think about it.
Well, it sounds like the New Mexico Highlands men, this is the first time New Highlands has been picked to win anything ever in the RMAC, preseason-wise, no matter what the sport is. So,
well, let's play it on the floor. You know, a team that's got other... They had no expectations on them last year. We saw what they could do. But all of a sudden, put these expectations on them. We'll see what they can do on the floor.
So, exciting time. I couldn't remember the last time that UNK women didn't have somebody preseason all-conference perennially at the top, but you can see why they don't, because of the team that they have. They're banged up right now, and we'll be talking more about that as they get the season underway. The men, there's just going to be a lot of new faces out there, and we're going to have to get used to seeing who the next star of the Lopers is going to be. Well, basketball's coming up. We'll talk that, and we'll also talk about the first time ever that the UNK football and volleyball team has been ranked in the top 10 of the nation at the same time. UNK Athletic Director John McBride joins us on this week's Loper Link, brought to you by the College Store on 1420 West 24th, carrying campus authentic apparel. Campus authentic. It's so real, the coach might put you in. Check out a huge selection of Loper gear at the College Store. com. And by CharterWest National Bank, let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans. And we welcome in John McBride. Good morning.
Good morning. You're going to have to get a bigger table here.
We've got so much research.
Research.
We've got all this research.
The crap for research.
That's an end. I have to start using that in my office. It's research.
We got research. We got football playoff stuff. We got basketball. We got Loper stats. We got kids breaking records. We got Wendy's Heisman candidates.
But the amazing thing is you know exactly where things are.
Yeah, don't touch my stuff, people. Just don't touch it. We know what pile is what. John, I guess the volleyball team we've followed for so long has consistently done well. We expected them to do well this year, and they go for their 20th straight win tonight at home against Peru State. The football team is putting together quite the run, though, in a huge football game at home this Saturday.
Absolutely, and the RMAC title's on the line with Colorado Mines. Both teams 7-0 coming in. Doesn't get much better than this. It's usually a very, very entertaining game. Both of them have, pretty unique offensive styles and like to throw the ball around. And so it should be a fun game to watch. I think it's the best of Division II football. You know, a chance for, people to get out and watch us play. I'd encourage folks to put on a radio headset. I don't mind them listening to another game that may be going on at that time, but come out and support the team. It's been a tremendous run. They're eighth in the country and like sixth in our region. So go figure. The polls that make the difference are the regional rankings, and the other polls really don't mean a whole lot when it comes to postseason play. So we're ranked sixth in the region and have had a good run since that opening loss to Wayne State, who has a good team. But 8-1 on the season. Mines comes in with a 7-game winning streak. Both playing very well, so it should be some great football. It's take a kid to the game day as well on Saturday. You pay $5 for a GA ticket, any adult. You can bring in a kid for free with you on Saturday. You can't beat that. Got all kind of activities going on in conjunction with the fact that it's Halloween on Saturday. Trick-or-treat with UNK athletes, photos with Louie. We're inviting the kids to come on down to the field and help bring the team out. Autograph signing afterwards, face painting, costume contests, all kind of things planned for Saturday. And should be a festive atmosphere. The students are having a dress-up Halloween contest as well at the Alumni Association. So that's a little dangerous. We'll see what type of suits come out there for Halloween. But it's going to be quite the event, and you want to be part of it. Kearney, we're asking you to come out on Saturday. We need to pack the place. The team deserves that. The seniors deserve it. They've had a great run here, and we got some unfinished business and a chance to do some great things here in the next two weekends.
John, it seems like every year up to this point, those road trips, somebody would trip us up along the way. The team just seems to be just rolling right now, rolling. Those aren't even contests now. The focus, maybe unsurpassed of what you've seen up to this point.
Well, they've done a tremendous job of, A, taking care of business and staying focused. You know, you hear the old coach's axiom of taking one game at a time. This team's been done a really incredible job of doing that, because the last three games of Ian's teams, I think, have only had one win, maybe the most, of each of the three opponents they've just gone through. So, it gets back into serious competition here the last two weekends. They stay focused. This is what they were playing for, to win the RMAC title. They're playing to position themselves to play in the NCAA playoffs and even have a home game potentially. So there's still great things out there in front of them. But they know that they got to beat Mines on Saturday, or all this work will not be the same for them. And I feel real good about the senior leadership. I feel real good about the focus on the team. The coaches are excited about the opportunity. This is what you play for.
Is it weird rallying people to cheer for UNO right now? To cheer for Wayne State? Well, has that influenced the regional rankings?
It really, it's interesting that you mentioned that, but that does have a definite bearing on things for strength of schedule when they start looking at the rankings. But you're right. You know, we want those teams that are on our schedule to win their ball games, and that'll help us. And playing better competition will help us, too, if we can get wins these last two weekends. We're, I think, position ourselves pretty well in the NCAA playoffs.
John McBride, the athletic director at UNK, joins on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nobody understands the BCS, and I don't think anybody understands the regional rankings either. I get the point that I'll flat say it. UNK hasn't proven anything on the field as a 10-year run here to be in the top 10. So I don't know if they're the number 8 team in the country, or they're the number 6 team in the region. I think they're somewhere in between. But we saw Grand Valley State was number 1. They get beat, and they all of a sudden fall to number 9 in the regional rankings. For the general fan out there that probably just going, hey, maybe I should start paying attention to what's going on up there at Foster Field, who constitutes the regional rankings? Who makes these up? When are we going to know something at the end of the season, I guess? Is it anything like the BCS formula? Is there actually a human component involved here?
A little bit. It's more based on numbers. And we're in a super regional with the Northern Sun Conference and the Great Lakes Independent Conference or Valley Conference. I can't remember the exact name, but GLVC, mm-hmm. I believe, with Grand Valley State. They're in our super regional. That's a loaded conference out there. They're really solid. The Northern Sun has some good teams at the top of the conference. The bottom line is that at this point, the RMAC has three teams at the bottom of the conference, which caused some problems from a power a strength of schedule basis, because I think the combination, I think maybe they have two wins between the three teams, and it just hasn't helped us as you play those three teams in a row week after week. I'm, to be honest with you, I about fell out of my chair when we were number 2 in the region. I don't know, that was coming off a win over, I think, Highlands, or I believe. And so that surprised me. I thought that was a little high. Then to drop to 6 is, tough medicine on the back end of that. Bottom line is, the only thing that I would say is it's not like the BCS, but I've been in Division I for 20 years, and I kept telling people in the BCS to quit worrying about the early rankings. At the end of the year, it usually worked itself out pretty well, and these ratings do that too. It's coaches and ADs that do the rankings from various schools throughout the regions that are selected, to this regional committee. And they use strength of schedule. They use opponents' strength of schedules, opponents' strength of schedules. There's computerized numbers. There's not a AP poll. they don't consider the ranking polls like that goes into the BCS ranking, so it's a little bit different. So I feel a little bit better about the NCAA ranking system. I personally think they come out too early with information. It'd be better if they waited a couple more weeks and let some of the early, three quarters of the way through the season, you have a better idea because you're more deeper in your conference. And I think it'd be better to just wait a couple more weeks before they come out, because the early rankings,
Well, you see more drastic changes,
yeah,
as you
absolutely.
Talked about.
Absolutely. And now it'll stay pretty consistent. You win at this point, and if you're in the top six, you're going to stay in the top six, and you're going to move a spot or two. Third and fourth place teams will host the first round of playoff competition, so a goal of ours is to finish out strong, hopefully jump up to a four spot and get a chance to host a first round game here in Kearney, and which we need to embrace if we get that opportunity.
Well, that would be outstanding. We talked about it on the show yesterday, when this all comes said and done, whether we're two or three or four, want to have a home game that first round. So football coming up this Saturday, 1 o'clock. Also volleyball going on tonight. They're looking for their 20th straight win. The home portion of the season is not over yet because next week they've got a lot more coming in. Wayne comes in. It's going to be a top 20 battle if everything stays the same. And the Lopers, UNK, is going to host the conference tournament. So a lot of home volleyball still to come for Coach Squires and his crew.
Yeah, and then volleyball fans have to love the finish of the year here because there's some great matches out there that will be coming up. Wayne State, talk about helping in potential strength of schedule. What they pulled off, they had two wins last week against Mankato in southwest Minnesota, which I think, which should, I'm not going to say it will, it should help us in the regional rankings, which come out for volleyball here in the next day or so. Hopefully we see a move up from five. It should be there. I think that team has proven over and over again by winning on the road and winning against tough teams that they're for real. But you mentioned about next weekend. Wayne State comes in on Tuesday night, or next week. They come in on Tuesday night. It's Real Fans Wear Blue night. We're encouraging, it's a blue out game, and we're encouraging everybody to wear blue. UNK is fifth in the country. Wayne State is 15th, and a hot team. It's always a great match. It's gone five sets the last couple times, it seems like, and great competition, and it'll be a big-time regional matchup as we get ready to go in that final weekend of RMAC play. RMAC tournament's on the horizon November 12th through 14th. It's a Thursday through Saturday format. We'll start selling tournament passes only at tonight's volleyball match. For people that are at the volleyball match, they have an opportunity to purchase their tickets tonight. And then we'll be on sale through the UNK ticket office and hopefully through pickmytickets.com beginning on Thursday and then up until the tournament time, but only selling tournament tickets, $20 for adults and $10 for seniors and youth to see a lot of great volleyball. It's a great bargain. I hope people take advantage of it.
John, maybe a little bit of your opinion on how the volleyball is already being hosted when really the regular season's still going on. These games don't really mean anything as Kearney's going to get it. That's great for us. Just your thoughts on that whole process.
I like it. It allows us to get prepared. It allows us to get the hotel squared away and to get the hospitality squared away, get T-shirts printed that can be sold. It just gives us some prep time. I mean, let's face it, if we were sitting here wondering who's going to host the thing, we're two games up on Mesa and literally three games up on Mesa because we beat them. And the chances are that we would be hosting it, but no one would be able to tell us for sure until we, officially qualified for it. So I think it's got merit what we're trying to do. We're working on an expense reimbursement type system that will help the other schools that are traveling pretty far distances to come out here. So I don't know, think we're here quite as much grumping about the trip to Kearney. It's still a substantial trip for some teams, but we're going to try to help them with some of their expenses and that should help along the line. But I think it's worth trying it the way we did it. They were going to give it to the number one seed at the point who put in a bid. I think it's a fair system. They might tweak it a little bit because the tiebreaker that came into play potentially was could have been the Mesa State game, for example. And if Mesa would have beaten us, they would have been the number one seed potentially ahead of us because of that tiebreaker. I don't think we can use tiebreakers that are used for all regular season contests because we're not done with the season yet. So we need to look at that. One game shouldn't determine who's hosting the conference tournament. If you play two, I'm okay with that, but I think it should be more of a powers rankings based on the entire schedule. So there's some things we're tweaking there, but I really do like having the extra week to get things organized and planned.
They should just be in Kearney every year. Well, well that would take that care way. Of it, obviously.
I've actually proposed that, but I haven't had any of the support. Even from Shadron wouldn't even help me on that one. So,
Athletic Director John McBride with us for just another moment. All the fall sports starting to wind down. Soccer, this is their final weekend, I guess, year one assessment. I know the wins weren't there. It was a great opening night, broke the record, got the win. But after that, you know, the injuries, the lack of depth, and I guess just kind of as far as wins and losses go, about what you would expect from a first-year program, I guess just your assessment.
Yeah, we were talking about that a little bit earlier. The pretty much as expected, a little disappointing. You know, we had some 1-0 losses there, if you remember, about 5 or 6 games in a row, and it would have been great to get 2 or 3, you know, wins during the course of the season. That didn't happen. Got a good tie against a Regis team, got a good win and a very memorable night, you know, with a great crowd against Wayne State. So there's good memories of some competitions along the way. You know, I think a conscious effort was to concentrate some scholarship dollars on a junior class when the coach came in. And I think he feels good about people that have visited. I think he feels good about potential recruits, you know, coming to Kearney to play soccer. He's gotten some good, very favorable feedback from people, you know, about coming here and playing soccer. So, you know, still feel real good about that. You know, it's always tough to go through a season that they've gone through, and Mike hasn't gone through a lot of seasons like he's going through in his career. So I know he likes Kearney, appreciates the support that he's, you know, and the soccer community that's here in place. So I think he's, you know, genuinely looking forward to building this program and is committed to making it a winning program.
Real quickly, before we let you get out of here, as we said, we're going into the winter sports season. Wrestling, basketball, and both men's and women's basketball. Maybe the preseason isn't the number one across the board like we've been used to seeing, but that season is right around the corner for all of those athletic teams.
You know, it is. And, you know, this is the time of year which is the busiest in all athletic departments because the fall and winter sports overlap and practice and starting competitions and scrimmages and you know, I really need a program. You know, a lot of new faces in the basketball program, you know, both programs, and so, and some familiar names that aren't around anymore. So I'm still getting used to all that. But you know, wrestling's a top five program again. Down a little bit, and a lot of question marks in basketball, but still a lot of respect from the conference coaches. Still picked a tie for second in the East, and the women and what third in the East. On the men's side, with a lot of young people and new faces, I think that's a tribute to coaching, you know, the coaches and our program. So, you know, we're going to compete. That's a goal of the program each time out of every program, to compete for a championship and have a chance to play in the postseason. So, continuing goals, and we're continue to strive to reach those goals.
Well, and we'll continue to chat about it here on the Doug and Daddy Show when winter rolls around. And again, a reminder. A lot of things still going on as far as a home contest football this Saturday for the RMAC Championship. Then hopefully we find a way to get a home playoff game in a couple of weeks, plus volleyball tonight against Peru State, and a lot more home matches, and then the RMAC tournaments here. Big day besides just the football game. Dress the kids up. All kids 18 and under receive free admission with the purchase of an adult $5 ticket. There's trick-or-treating. Daddy, that's 18 and under. So no matter what you do, you won't look 18 or under again.
And I was thinking about scary uniforms, scary costumes. Any costume would be scary with you in it.
Imagine an orange head with a stem on top. You know, we make our own jack-o'-lantern.
I'll see everybody at Cove Stadium on Saturday. That's a place to be on Saturday at 1 o'clock to watch some great college football.
John, thanks for coming in today, and
thank you,
we'll
guys.
See you up there Saturday.
Okay, appreciate it.
Athletic Director John McBride for the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to Loper events here in just a couple of moments, so stay with us. But when we come back, we're going to talk high school football playoffs. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Emails wide open at the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Plus, we have to make a World Series prediction. Huh. Wonder who I'll pick right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle, CharterWest National Bank.
How do you say go Lopers? You say it with a Loper t-shirt, a Loper hat. You say it with a painted body and a giant foam finger. And you always say it with pride. Come gear up at the College Store in Kearney and get everything you need for the season. Stop by our new store before the game for incredible specials on all of our Loper merchandise. It's game day every day at the College Store, located at 1420 West 24th Street in Kearney, or online at thecollegestore.com/UNK. The College Store. Go Lopers!
Have you noticed a change in your hearing? If so, then see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Our university-trained audiologists can customize hearing aid products to fit your needs, lifestyle, and budget. We continuously update our product line to offer our patients the latest advances in hearing aid technology. To learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide, visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Find yourself sitting on the couch playing the same video games or watching the same TV shows over and over? Get up, get moving, and get to the Hastings YMCA. It's the place to be for Hastings students. Water slides, rock wall, jump shots, adventure challenge, and more, the YMCA has it all. Even memberships just for youth. Don't miss our youth events this fall, monthly middle school dances, our Halloween party, and Halloween overnighter. For dates and more info, check us out at hastingsymca.net.
The 2009 World Series on ESPN Radio.
Drops the bunt up the third base side, spins, throws to first, he's out!
The Philadelphia Phillies and New York Yankees, fresh off dominating championship series victories, head to the Bronx for game one of the World Series.
Got left field line, if it's fair, it's gone. It is a home run!
Game one of the World Series, Yankees-Phillies, Wednesday night at 6 on ESPN Radio.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in some areas through the day today with a nice sort of chance for a shower late as well. Highs reach about 54 with southeast winds of 12 to 25. Back to 42 for a low tonight. My weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, Bob Jensen in just a few minutes, Huskerland Prep Report. And in our last segment today, Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Tittman. I just had a chance to talk with UNK Athletic Director John McBride. Our Wednesday Loper Link segment brought to you by the folks at CharterWest National Bank. Call Russ Smith. They offer all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, we have the loans. And by the College Store on 1420 West 24th. They're open with your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear. Get ready for class and get ready for the game by stopping by the College Store or going online, thecollegestore.com. thecollegestore.com. Let's give you a chance. If you want to go to football, great. If you want to go to volleyball, great. I've got a pass for four general admission tickets to either Saturday's football game or any home volleyball game that remains to caller number 5 at 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. If you are caller 5, four tickets to either Saturday's football game or any home regular season Loper volleyball game. That's right, short segment. We'll give you a chance to win. Back with Bob Jensen after this.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound
calling
convincing?
All guys. Don't miss your chance to get big savings at the JCPenney bonus sale, where you can save huge on all the hot brands you love, like Levi's, Dockers, Van Heusen, Izod, and Joe Joseph Abboud. Get the lowest price of the year on Levi's, starting at $29.99 for 514 Slim Straight. Save 50% off guys fleece and flannel thermal tops. Dockers and Izod outerwear also 50% off. And get Van Heusen dress shirts for only $24.99. The men's store inside JCPenney makes it easy to get in, find it, and get going. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends October 31st.
Welcome to Progressive Theater, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Man, this beach party was so boss until the bikers showed up.
Don't be a square, Flapjack. Our party is great for everyone, just like Progressive.com. They're the number one insurer of motorcycles and a leader in boat and RV.
Well, if Progressive can include everyone, then so can we.
Anyway, us bikers aren't here to rumble. Now everybody dance.
Protect your vehicles. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Market positions from 2008, Millward Brown and Harrison Directive Survey data.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. Centerpoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in some areas through the day today with an isolated chance for a shower late as well. Highs reach about 54 with southeast winds of 12 to 25. Back to 42 for a low tonight. My weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Oh, I'm going to the chicken coop for lunch today, people. 56, 57, that's what I say. Woo! Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Probably should go to the one in Grand Island. Well, I wouldn't have to get back so quick. But hey, wherever you're at, they've got great food and great lunch specials for you every single day. Open 7 days a week because, again, folks, you're probably hungry at least seven times a week. Daddy a few times more. But don't forget, all the football you want, the World Series is on, Husker game on. What else? Golf? It's there. You want to watch a little horse racing? It's there. If it's a sporting event and it's on TV, including maybe a little little soccer. They'll have that for you as well. They might shove you in the basement in a corner, but you'll be able to watch it, folks, at the Chicken Coop, where they love everybody and they love sports. And, of course, they put something in front of you, whether it's a little Pepsi or a Dr. Pepper or maybe a Coors Light or maybe some kind of a whiskey, you know, whatever, your little drink tastes.
Maybe Kevin Williams is in town. You want to drink him?
Maybe Chuck Norman. You have one of those as well. It's at the folks, the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. And don't forget the great wings, burgers, pizza, salad, appetizers, steak, whatever you want, they've got it at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. And Derek, we've got a winner of our tickets to go see a little UNK athletics.
Yeah, we do. Byron in Kearney's our winner, fifth caller.
Way to go, Byron.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Danny Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
From the worldwide headquarters, let me just throw this out. What do the following four schools have in common? Central City, Arnold, Bertrand, Ord. Daddy, answer is?
The three of us on the phone right now went to one of those schools and live in those communities?
That's true. That's right, but that's not the answer I was looking for. They all get to practice for winters starting today. Yeah, unfortunately, none of those teams are in the football playoffs, all with great traditions outside of Arnold. And Bob Jensen joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Morning, Bob.
Let the record show the Cardinals are in the six-man playoffs.
Oh.
Their reward, a trip to Minotaur. You can just fill in the blanks from there. But
okay,
and then, on top of that, we got whipped by Minotaur last week. So enough of that.
When do our six-man friends begin?
Actually, I think they start Friday.
Okay. I think you're right.
A, B, and six-man all on the same day. How about that?
Well, let's start with C and D. Unfortunately, and again, folks, for just that kind of punch in your gut, maybe it is. There were some teams that just missed the playoffs, including Loup City and Elwood. They were 33rd in their respective classes from our area. But there are teams that are on the outside looking in. Bob, overall though, as you look, we see some 3-5s, we see some 4-5s. We don't see any horrid teams in Class A record wise in. Up and down the lineup, this looks about as good as it's ever looked, in my opinion. What do you think?
Well, I think there's not very many of those mysterious losing records in there. There are a couple. There are a couple. Pleasanton will feast on one of them. I talked to the coach from Potter Dix this morning, and something I was talking to Derek about before we got on the air was the weather. And the coach out there, Joe Martin, great guy, young kid from South Dakota, he said he was a little bit concerned that his team wouldn't be able to get out of Potter. And I thought he meant because of the weather. But I think just in general he was afraid he'd never be able to get out of Potter. That's a joke. That's a cheap shot.
Wow.
But it is. That's a legitimate point. If you look at the weather pattern right now, we could be in some big trouble tomorrow. But, as far as the records go, the closest we had to abject disaster was that Diller Odell almost got in there with two wins. Hershey's another 2-6 team that came awfully close to getting in. So there is, as usual, some inequity or seeming inequity. But by and large, what we got is what we should have had.
Bob, take your pick, C1, C2, D1, D2. What is the deepest class? How many teams
C2.
Are
D2? C2. I love C2. You know, I think we talked about this, or maybe I was talking to myself. I don't know. But here a couple years ago, it's been 4 years ago now, C2 was just terrible. It was just terrible. Just trying to find a couple schools that were, you know, seemingly legitimate in the finals was a struggle. That is not the case this year. I mean, C2 is deep, and those are all, you know, they're really good football teams. All the way down the line, we got three of the top four seeds are within a stone's throw of, well, got a good arm of the station. Elm Creek's the number one seed in the West, Blue Hill second, Ravenna's fourth, and that doesn't take into account teams like Ponca, which I absolutely love, and I'm terrified that as great as they've been all season, they're going to lay an egg somewhere down the road. That would be really unfair because, to me, they are clearly the best team in the class. Teams like Hardington, Cedar Catholic, I mean, there's a lot of good football teams. And, St. Pat's, there's just a bunch of them in C2.
beware of the Northeast teams as they come what we consider West, and especially in CT, you've got Creighton, you got Hardington Cedar Catholic that could advance
Randolph
and give Elm Creek and Ravenna some problems. And, yeah, I don't think Randolph, as far as a 16, is going to be the biggest pushover. But, again, I think, Bob, another question. A team maybe somewhere that was affected by an injury or an illness that's better than their record states that could make a run here in the playoffs?
Well, what I like is this. Now this is a little bit outside of our area, but a team that really was crippled early is Hayes Center. You know, our friends at Arapahoe got a piece of Hayes Center early. It's their only loss. I'm doing a piece on Kiefer Messersmith. It'll be in the paper this week and be on our website later. You know, they had some people that not only were they short-handed, but they had some illness and some absence early in the first couple games of the season. And since that point, you know, they have really hit their stride a little closer to home. And again, we've talked about this a couple times, but you know, Maxwell was dealing with some personnel matters early in the season, got that kind of figured out, and then since then have just lit into people from here on out. And as much as I love C2, the D1 field has also got a lot of possibilities in it, and Maxwell would be part of that.
Bob, is there one class, I guess, when you look at it, that's East heavy, West heavy, back and forth? You pick one.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that that's entirely true. I would, as far as D2 goes, maybe there's quite a bit of power on the East, and that would come down to the fact that Ewing wound up going East. The way I understand it, it came down to either them or Spalding Academy. Ewing ends up going East. Spalding goes West, and when they say West, they meant real West and went to Hyannis for their first. They may have already left. I don't know. But the thing is that the eastern half of D2, I suppose, is as close as you're going to get to a lopsided bracket.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, for our friends in Hastings, Adams Central seems to be positioned pretty well in Class B, looking like a second-round matchup with Gehring, and I say that because Lexington pounded their toe last week, and Gehring has already beat them out there. But Hastings-St. Cecilia, they've got this Pierce thing, but Pierce is on the other side. Pierce is not as good as they've been. I don't see anybody in their quarter bracket. Maybe Crofton. Crofton's a good football team, but St. Cecilia looks like maybe they are finally poised to get back to Memorial Stadium.
I would certainly say that is true. I think as much as any class, the separation between 1 and 2 and the rest of the field is most emphatic in C1. And it just so happens the top two teams, Boys Town's in the East, St. Cecilia's in the West. I think it would take a monumental upset for either of those teams to lose. I'm not entirely sure. You know, Shadron's good. I'm not entirely sure that they're the kind of team that can be the St. Cecilia. But you start looking at that half of the bracket, and you know, you start scrambling for teams you think that could, you know, challenge St. Cecilia. Forget about beating them. You know, Crofton's got a good football team, but you know, Norfolk Catholic, which I'm not completely sold on. I think I said that last week, and I could get proven wrong. Why would you pick against a six-time state champion? But I'm not completely sold on it. They beat Crofton by 25 points, and so you know, it would seem a healthy St. Cecilia team is the clear-cut favorite in the West. And you know, if we get to that point. If we get Boys Town and St. Cecilia in the finals, it will be a tremendous game. It would be a great game that would rival anything we've probably ever seen in C1.
And Norfolk Catholic, Daddy, this is their quarter bracket. 4-4, David City 7-1, 5-3, 5-3, 5-3, 4-4, 5-3. There's David City's the only team, and they're a ninth seed at 7-1, and the fourth seed is 5-3. So go figure. Go ahead, Tony.
Well, Bob, I want you to go give us one or two teams, Central Nebraska, that you think will make it the furthest.
Well, I like Pleasanton a lot. That's the first team that comes to mind. I you know, those guys are the real deal. They've got a tremendous chance, I think, of coming out of the West. I could see that bracket coming down to them and Hayes Center pretty easily. Actually, we'll see. I've been beating the drum for Elm Creek, and I would have done that even if we hadn't bought the paper. But just now, hear me out. Now, I'm not done yet. I, as a professional journalist with a somewhat balanced opinion, I really like what Elm Creek has done in the last 7 weeks, and I think that both Elm Creek and Ravenna have got a chance to really do some damage in the West. What's going to happen is that half of that bracket is so choked with teams from your listening area that, you know, one of them has got to come out of it, I would think. We'll see what happens. But like I said, Elm Creek, Ravenna, Blue Hill, I think that's a real chance. But I like Pleasanton a whole lot. There just aren't very many D2 teams that have the quality and depth of athletes that they do in their senior class. You know, most D2 schools are struggling to get, you know, three or four really exceptional players out of their seniors. These guys have got more than that, and they've got a couple all-staters in that bunch, I would imagine. And from there you go. I will say this much. Clearly, St. Cecilia is a team that I think has got the potential to win the state championship. And then as far as Aurora goes, I think Aurora is, again, they're at least as good as they were last year. And let me throw this one thing out. I did go watch the Aurora-Adams Central game, me and a couple thousand other people. And Adams Central got the lead, and, you know, that drive that they had after the safety was a pretty good one. They kind of powered the ball, kind of, you know, and there goes Beamer up the middle, touchdown, 9-0. And you start thinking, could it be? Somebody failed to account for the fact that Andrew Rodriguez could take his game to a level that nobody can touch, not only in that game, but certainly in Class B. And I'll tell you what, that kid, this is the third time I've seen him play this year. The first two games, he did just fine. He was just fine. But he was so dominant. I mean, you know, the first thing you want to compare it to is Sue, Ndamukong Suh. I mean, that's the kind of thing it looked like. There was no way to block him. And he, by my count alone, he had six plays for negative yardage. A couple of them, he blew up a couple screen passes, and then he had four sacks. And, you know, really, the line once again at Aurora kind of took over the game. But, you know, it's entirely possible that you've got three state finalists there with Aurora, St. Cecilia, and Pleasanton. We'll see.
Last question for Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report here is about Class A, obviously, Tony, and we'll probably have some guy on the show Thursday or Friday that, you know, lives in Omaha that's all he'll want to talk about. But anyway, Grand Island, Norfolk, they're the only outstate teams. Can Grand Island, yes, they can. Just give me a quick synopsis of their game with Omaha North, Bob.
I like North to win that game. I tell you, Grand Island, like we've said, you know, when they've been good, they've been really good. Omaha North, last year, for the first time in school history, reached the semifinals. They've got what I consider the best high school football player in the state. I'm not talking about Division I potential or life beyond the 1st of December, but for right now, Ron Coleman, I would want on my team. The thing is that they had a little dissension in the ranks, and they had a little come to the head coach meeting here at midseason, straighten things around, and have played very well down the stretch. And I think that's going to be a problem. I hope I'm wrong for Jeff and his staff and his team, for their sake. But I just think that's a tough draw. But I guess we'll see. Norfolk is a really good, by the way, a really good football team. And a guy, there is one other guy in our profession that I respect, and I talked to him the other day, and he actually told me that he thought that Norfolk had the potential to make the finals. Now, I don't know if he's bought property in Norfolk, and I was unaware of it, but, you know, their draw is not insurmountable. You know, they are on that bottom half, and Millard West is defending champion. That's a good football team. The biggest problem that a Norfolk or anybody else in the bottom half is going to have to deal with Lincoln Southeast, and I think Southeast is really good. I did an interview this morning with a kid by the name of Gary Hyatt, who's an All-State lineman at Millard South, and Hyatt told me that the point of emphasis in practice here has been tackling, which would... That's probably a good idea at Millard South. They haven't done a lot of that in the first nine games of the season, even though they're undefeated. They did come up with a really strong performance against Millard North's running game in the last game of the regular season, held them to minus 16 yards through three quarters. And Miller South, I got to believe, is your clear-cut favorite going in to the playoffs. We'll see what happens.
Bob, just got an email from Greg. He wants to know, why is Bellevue West in the playoffs instead of Burke out of District 4?
Well, if you're asking me which team I think deserves to be in the playoffs, Burke played a lot of good football this year, but from the start of the season, they knew they had a schedule that, you know, they were going to have to do well in that district, and they just didn't. They just didn't do well in their district, and if I'm not mistaken, and I could be, but I believe Bellevue West beat Burke, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that's the way it shakes out in the districts in Class A, basically, like everything else. Bob, we're out of time. We'll let you get on the road. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Scoreboard Show.
Yep, absolutely.
Thanks. Bob. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is absolutely the best. Go to huskerlandprep.com, and you can find out more information. When we come back, Jeff Dittman, the head women's basketball coach at Hastings College.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Hey, Brett Favre. Welcome to Sears. Can I help you?
I'm really liking this one.
That's the new 42-inch HD flat-screen TV. Best part, Sears can check the competition to guarantee the lowest price.
I'm listening.
Well, using the Sears Research Center computer right here, we'll do real-time price checks. We found there are guys out there that agonize over their decision. Beat themselves up, get cold feet, you know what I mean.
Those guys drive me crazy.
They can't do it. They waffle, they flip-flop. It's tough for them.
What are you trying to say?
Just that there are some guys out there that can't make decisions. It's not something they're able to do. You know, they go home, talk to their family, you know, maybe get an agent. You know, it's like some big ordeal. Let's hold a press conference, announce the big decision. So you going to get it?
I'll take it.
Great.
I don't know.
With real-time price checks for the lowest price guaranteed and next-day delivery, the Sears Blue Electronics Group can guarantee you'll have no regrets. This week, buy a Sony 40-inch LCD TV for $799.99 and save $50. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 10/31/09. Sears. Life well spent.
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the two new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the chicken coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Vidalki Heating and Air.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Welcome to Sonic. May I take your order?
Yeah, what is today?
What day of the week?
Yeah, I just need to know what I can get for under $5. You got a dollar menu today?
Sir, we have our dollar menu every day.
Every day? What? I can eat here for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day for as little as a buck?
Yes, sir.
That's great. Okay, I'll see you tonight.
Sir, did you want to order first?
Oh, yeah.
Sonic and Kearney and Hastings, stimulating your wallet every day.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation reminded you to head out to Cunningham's And Cunningham's is going to have their Halloween bash this Saturday. Check out the best party crowd in Central Nebraska at Cunningham's Journal while you're enjoying the World Series, while you're enjoying football, and while you're enjoying a ghouly Halloween time. Don't forget they have the best sports viewing set up in town, the best crowd, and great television. I mean, they got television. I didn't even know you could put televisions in some places. They've got them there. New additions are being made as we speak to Cunningham's Journal in the loft, so come on in and check out the new layout. You'll see that they're getting better. And, Daddy, something you'll like, the coldest beer in Kearney, guaranteed.
Big fan of cold beer, actually.
32 degrees or less, they're there for you. So, cold beer, they're adding new things for you every day. The best crowd and televisions for sports viewing, no matter whether it's college, NFL, baseball, whatever you want.
I believe they're all high definition upstairs.
And the Halloween bash this Saturday, so check it out at Central Nebraska's party headquarters, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft in downtown Kearney. Well, Daddy, as we said, it amazes me when we get to this point of the season that they can already start to play basketball, but they are, and the Hastings College women's basketball team heads up to South Dakota for a pair of games this weekend. They're ranked fourth in the preseason NAIA coaches poll, and head coach Jeff Dittman joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, glad to have you on once again, and boy, this basketball team at the GPAC Conference, always high accolades, number one, number two, number four in the preseason conference rankings. Hard to believe you're fourth in the country, but only picked as the third best team in your conference. I guess that gets you going and mentally focused for your kids right off the bat.
You know, it's an interesting statement to make to your recruits. I've got good news and I've got bad news. We're the fourth best team in the country, but we're only supposed to be the third best in the league. So, you know, it's a mixed bag. It's a great challenge for us. The athletes that come and play in our program, they know they're playing in the best women's basketball conference in the country, in the NAIA. So, it's a lot of fun.
Jeff, expectations you knew were high at Hastings College when you took over for Coach Hobson, but did you realize they were this high?
Well, I did. I mean, we were very familiar with the GPAC conference being just over the border there in South Dakota. We played Morningside, Northwestern, Hastings on a regular basis. So you kind of knew what was expected of you. I think it's just always kind of interesting as you get into the season. And now we went through an entire season last year, started out very strong, actually never got beat by a non-conference team. Then we had a rough January where we dropped five games. But I was very impressed with the resilience of our team and how they regrouped and at the national tournament made a great run.
Four seniors back on this year's roster. Lindsey Ducey, one of those. Talk about the strengths of your team coming back.
Well, it all starts with Lindsey at the offensive. She's probably the best low post player in the country in Division II basketball. And so we're obviously going to be looking to get the ball to her, and our opponents are going to be looking at ways to stop her from catching the ball. She's just a really multi-talented person. She's got a great 15 to 18 foot jump shot. She can put it on the floor at 6'2", and then she's just extremely tough to guard in the low post itself. So there's not really a way to stop her. You really have to just try and keep her from catching the ball.
Coach, do you like this long of a season, or would you like to see it condensed a little bit?
You know, I kind of like the length of it in the sense of if you condense it and you're still trying to play a 28-game schedule, now you start having to play three games a week and maybe even four sometimes. And I think that's really, really tough. I much prefer the idea that we'll play a little longer. We take about 10 days off at Christmas time. We never have to play more than two games in a week. And I think our athletes are able to pace themselves for that longer stretch. I'm not sure I'd want to go through the GPAC with five schools ranked in the top 25 and have to play that schedule at for 4 weeks.
Jeff Dittman joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is the head women's basketball coach at Hastings College. I think I misspoke, five seniors on the team, including another young lady who has played a lot for the Broncos and Kim Fayman. Coach, we talk about the seniors. Is there anybody that is coming in as a youngster that has impressed you that might see some immediate playing time?
Well, we've got the five seniors that again, like I said, return a lot of experience, a lot of starting time. We had three freshmen last year that got a lot of playing time, and we're going to count on them pretty heavily this year. The first one is our post player, Alicia Statler from Grand Island. She was ill and injured early in the season last year, so she really only got about a half a season in and has made tremendous progress. We're really excited about what she's going to do for us in the low post. Becky Tesh is a sophomore out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota that is a very athletic young lady, an excellent passer. and a sound defensive player, and then Sophia McDermott's out of Aberdeen, South Dakota. And, you know, she's a young lady that really, really developed as the season went on. She actually wasn't even on a travel squad for the first game of the season, and then ended up playing 17 minutes in the national championship because we knew she would be very helpful handling Morningside's press. So those are the three right off the top of my head that I think we're really going to be looking heavily for some help this year.
Jeff, give us a quick preview of Black Hills State University and South Dakota Mines.
Well, they're a team that has made the Elite Eight the last 2 years in a row. In both situations, they got beat in the quarterfinal round by the team that ended up winning the national championship. 2 years ago, they got beat by Northwestern. Last year, they got beat by Morningside. So they're a very athletic team, very quick. We have a size advantage inside, but they will really push the ball down the floor and really challenge us all 94 feet of the court.
Coach, they're ranked ninth in the country. You're ranked fourth. I'll tell you what, that's quite the way to start the season. Your connections up in South Dakota, is that exactly the way you wanted to start, was right off with a top 10 matchup here?
Well, again, it's not really anything new. My last year at Dakota State, we opened up 2 years in a row with Hastings, and Hastings was ranked number one in the country 1 year, and I think they were number two in the country the next year. So, you know, you put in a long off season. By playing a team that good, you really have something to work for in the summertime and keeps everybody motivated. So, I think this is a team. We're an experienced squad. We have a lot of returning people. We've got a great post player. We've got a great point guard. This is a challenge we should be able to handle. And then 1 week later, we turn around and go to Morningside and play the number three team in the country in Davenport. So I like having a schedule that's very competitive, and I think it's important as we prepare for the GPAC.
Well, hopefully the weather is not a problem, and, Coach, you'll have a safe trip up to South Dakota, get off to a great start, and we look forward to chatting with you throughout the season. Thanks for giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show.
My pleasure.
Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. Wow, number four, they take on number nine on the road to start the season. Big battle coming up on Saturday and then on Sunday. Daddy, we're in the last minute of the show today. Nice job, Cleveland. Way to come out and lose right away to Boston on your home floor last night in the NBA. Another reason you just go, Is that supposed to make it intriguing? No, it doesn't. It means you came out with Shaq and didn't win the opening night.
Yeah, that sucks. Playoff atmosphere the first night of the Celtics. Yeah, that was terrible basketball. It goes down to 6 points.
Was Boston healthy? Was Boston healthy?
Yeah, no.
No. How many guys they have out?
A few.
Yeah, okay.
They had, you know what? It was a great basketball game. Enjoy it for what it was.
I agree with you both a little bit.
Now let's pee on the NBA parade the first time.
Because
great
talk.
Basketball.
Talking about
great basketball to open the season up.
Talking about
you want
to
crap on
playoffs.
It.
We're not talking about it again until the end of the playoffs.
Playoff atmosphere was playoff basketball.
Phillies in five. Your pick?
Oh, the Yankees are $200, 2-1 favorite. The Yankees are going to win this deal. It sucks, but they're going to win it. The Phillies have been there. The Yankees haven't, but
Phillies have to beat CC Sabathia. They have to score in the first inning tonight. If they don't score in the first inning tonight, Yankees win it all. I mean, it comes down to the first inning tonight. Phillies got the pitching that can beat the Yankees. I truly believe that. I don't think they'll be intimidated. They are the defending world champions. Yeah, my gut says bad news, but my head, you know, never on the right spot, says Phillies. We want to thank Jeff Dittman, Hastings College women's basketball coach, UNK Athletic Director John McBride, and Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep for joining us on the show today. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, Stu Pospisil, and we'll talk Baylor football tomorrow as well.
Cord Walker Mowers in Minden has been your authorized Walker Mower dealer for over 20 years.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Drew, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.